Coquitlam will open discussion about its strategic transportation plan, STP, in the middle of Go by Bike Week. An information session with panel discussions and mobility experts is scheduled for May 31, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., in room A1470 of the main building at Douglas College's Coquitlam campus, 1250 Pine Tree Way. The event coincides with the annual initiative by cycling advocacy group Hub Cycling residents in Metro Vancouver to use active modes of transportation to get around instead of a motor vehicle. Among the topics to be explored are ways to break down barriers to ensure public safety and accessibility, especially for users of the city's more than 100 kilometers of bike routes and multi-use paths. What's in the STP? Coquitlam staff have set several goals in achieving greener transportation status by 2050. This includes 50% more active and public transit options, while reaching zero greenhouse gas emissions and zero serious traffic injuries and fatalities in the next 2.5 decades. According to its findings through a series of surveys and in-person events, Coquitlam residents said they'd prefer to walk more, but distance and time discourage them from doing so, as well as their current comfort levels on the streets. Safety was also a concern among cyclists, and others said they'd utilize public transit more often if wait times were shorter and service remained consistent. The feedback has led to the STP committee to summarize the following priorities in its next plan. Safety and accessibility for all. Prioritize our most vulnerable road users in all aspects of planning, design, and operations through a Vision Zero approach, goal of eliminating transportation-related serious injuries and fatalities, and create a transportation network with people and business-friendly streets that provide accessible options for all ages, incomes and abilities. Complete and connected communities. Create communities with a mix of land uses and compact development that enable residents to easily access key destinations, services, amenities and transit stops within a short journey and without having to depend on a private car. Sustainable and innovative mobility. Support emerging modes of travel and technologies that help overcome Coquitlam's unique challenges, reduce GHGs, manage congestion and seamlessly move people and goods between modes and destinations. Reliable transportation network. Provide residents and businesses with access to a reliable, well-maintained and efficient transportation network. Fast and frequent transit. Ensure most residents have access to faster and more frequent public transit service that is attractive and competitive to personal vehicles and helps free up road space for more efficient movement. A new strategic transportation plan will provide an updated long-term vision for Coquitlam's transportation network that integrates these changes and provides a focus on prioritizing key actions and policy changes for the next 10 years, said city spokesperson Thomas Thivener in a release. Coquitlam is closely examining the role of micromobility, the use of light transportation modes such bikes and scooters, both human-powered and electric assist, as part of the update to the city's strategic transportation plan, given the rapid growth in demand for these forms of transportation. For more information, you can visit the events page on Let's Talk Coquitlam. Celebration stations. Meanwhile, Hub Cycling is hosting a pair of Go by Bike Week celebration stations. In addition to games, prizes and giveaways, the regional nonprofit is set to teach Coquitlam residents and commuters about the health and environment benefits of biking, and provide a maintenance check on their bikes. Copies of the Tri-City Cycling Map, and snacks, will also be handed out to participants. The pop-ups will be stationed at Burquitlam SkyTrain on Tuesday, May 30, and Lafarge Lake Douglas on Wednesday, May 31, both from 4 to 6 p.m., A full calendar of Go by Bike Week events can be found on Hub Cycling's website.